This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. UN investigators condemn the actions of the military commander-in-chief of Myanmar, also known as Burma, along with five other generals, for overseeing the mass murder and rape of Muslim Rohingya last year with genocidal intent, and called for their prosecution. Christopher Sidati is one of those investigators.
In Myanmar, there is a very clear chain of command, and there is no doubt in our minds whatsoever that what we saw happen in Rakhine as a whole would not have happened without it firstly being within the knowledge of the senior military leadership, and secondly, under their effective control.
They also took aim at de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi for failing to use her moral authority to protect civilians. Nicholas Farrelly is a regional analyst at Australian National University.
The United Nations has now left us in no doubt that the events of 2017 in Myanmar are going to force all of us into considering exactly what needs to be done to hold those to account who have allegedly committed these heinous crimes, and then perhaps to put Myanmar back on a path towards much greater inclusion of those who have been persecuted and excluded with such violence.
The investigators also took aim at the social media network Facebook for allowing the spread of hate speech and inciting violence. The company responded, blocking 20 Myanmar officials and organizations named by the UN. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta was welcomed Monday at the White House by President Donald Trump.
We have tremendous relationship with Kenya. We have terrorism, a lot of trade, getting bigger and bigger all the time. We're working on a major infrastructure project.
Both countries announcing plans to build a superhighway linking Nairobi with the port city of Mombasa. Mr. Kenyatta, the second African leader to visit the White House under President Trump. This is VOA News.